Jeff, please lead us.
Father in heaven, we are indeed grateful for the opportunity that we have to meet together this morning. We come before thee with humble hearts and gratitude for the precipitation that thou hast deemed important for us. We thank thee, Father, for the downpours that we receive, and as grateful as we are, we know that we need more. We ask thee to continue to look down upon us and send that precipitation that we so desperately need here on the West Coast, especially here in the Mojave area. We thank thee, Father, for those who are serving this great country of ours, both at home and at abroad. We ask thee to bless them, that especially now and as we approach the holiday season, that they will be able to return home to their families, to be able to spend some quality time with them. Bless us this morning as we discuss the needs of the Mojave Water Agency area, that we may have thy wisdom and patience and understanding to the desires and the wants and the needs of those whom we serve. Bless us this day, especially bless those who are suffering throughout the world, either due to the pandemic, to wars, whatever calamity they may be falling under, that they will find peace in thee. These things, Father, we ask in the holy name of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
That I will call to order the Mojave Water Agency Board of Directors meeting for November 17th, 2022, and ask Director Cox to lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the Republic for which it stands, one nation.
Director Cox and Latrice, roll call, please.
Director Cox?
Present.
Director Anderson?
Present.
Director Page?
Here.
Director Raleigh?
Here, on the phone.
Director Ventura?
Here.
Director Limbaugh?
Here.
President Hayhurst?
Here.
And we also have presenting staff. We have General Manager Allison Febo, Melody Bailey, and Christy Huner.
Thank you for that, Latrice. We'll move on to item number 3, which is approval of the agenda.
So move.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Director Cox?
Aye.
Anderson?
Yes.
Director Page?
Yes.
Director Raleigh?
Aye.
Director Ventura?
Yes.
Director Limbaugh?
Yes.
President Hayhurst?
Yes. Public participation, I will read for in case we have future comments. The public comment period is limited to 5 minutes per person and not more than 15 minutes in total. Anyone wishing to address any matter pertaining to agency business listed on the agenda or not may do so at this time. However, the Board of Directors may not take any action on items that are not on the agenda. Please submit a speaker card to the clerk, or you may use the chat box in the GoToMeeting and notify the clerk that you wish to speak. Do I have any requests at this time?
Not at this time.
We'll move on to the consent calendar, which includes item 5, adopt board action, regular meeting dated October 27, 2022. 6, approve category B payments. 7, consider adopting resolution 1135-22, authorizing continued remote teleconference meetings pursuant to AB 361. Item 8, consider approving Kister's contract extension for additional scope of work. Do I have a motion for the consent calendar?
So move.
Second.
Mike Page.
Second.
All right. Latrice, please.
Director Cox?
Aye.
Director Anderson?
Yes.
Director Page?
Yes.
Director Raleigh?
Aye.
Director Ventura?
Yes.
Director Limbaugh?
Yes.
President Hayhurst?
Yes. New business. Consider the approval of Ordinance 9 applications for Bighorn Desert View Water Agency, High Desert Water District, and Joshua Basin Water District. General Manager Febo.
Yes, so the Maranga Basin pipeline was recently, all the bond payments were recently completed as of September 2022. And under the contracts and agreements among the entities that are served water from the Maranga Basin pipeline, they are reverting back to the regular procedures of the Mojave Water Agency for delivery of water, which would make them currently Ordinance 9 customers. And so this item is to consider approval of the Ordinance 9 applications. I will note that, that we did have a meeting with the Maranga Basin Pipeline Commission just earlier this week, and efforts are underway to update the agreements with the entities that are delivered water from the Maranga Basin pipeline and to continue the commission as well. And so in the meantime, we will be using Ordinance 9, but in the future, there may be other agreements and memorandums of understanding among those participants. So I'll hand it over to Christy Huener for the presentation.
Thank you. So first, we'll start out with the history of the improvement District M. We'll have a summary Ordinance 9, summary of the Ordinance 9, the new Ordinance 9 applications that have come in, and a staff recommendation. Shortly after MWA was formed in the 1960s, what we currently know as the Morongo subarea, the IDM service area, was annexed to MWA in 1965. In 1990, MWA passed a resolution making it possible to construct the Maranga Basin Pipeline project, a lifeline for Yucca Valley, which was experiencing exceptionally low water levels, a building moratorium, and an immediate economic crisis. While our own Director Ventura was not on the board, he did live in the area and certainly can attest to these difficult times. In 1991, MWA entered into an agreement for the construction, operation, and financing of the Maranga Basin Pipeline Project with Bighorn Desert View Water Agency, CSA 70 Improvement Zone W1 Landers, and Improvement Zone W4 Pioneer Town, High Desert Water District, and Joshua Basin Water District. The bonds were issued to finance the project. In September of this year, the bonds were officially paid off, closing the books on this debt. In addition to the pipeline project, MWA has also worked with the Morongo agencies to establish groundwater recharge sites, including Ames Reche and the Joshua Basin Water District, expanding our ability to better manage resources locally. I would like to add that since I've been here at the agency, we have always had a great working relationship with all of the project participants. This includes the boots on the ground crew, office staff, and managers. We often talk about collaboration here at the agency, and our working relationship with our Maranga partners is a great example of collaboration. Ordinance 9 was passed in 1995, establishing the rules and regulations for the sale and delivery of state project water. Foundational to Ordinance 9 is recognizing that deliveries are interruptible and subject to shortages, that the board may need to prioritize deliveries in times of shortages, and that there is no guarantee of water quality. Our new Ordinance 9 applications that require approval are the Bighorn Desert View Water Agency, High Desert Water District, and the Joshua Basin Water District. At this time, staff recommends the Board of Directors approve Resolution Number 1137-22, authorizing the Ordinance 9 applications for Bighorn Desert View Water Agency, High Desert Water District, and Joshua Basin Water District. I can take questions at this time.
All right, Christy, thank you. I'm going to open this with Director Ventura, since he is the most involved in this issue. Please, Jim.
Thank you. I guess it's time to celebrate with the bonds being paid off, and now the contract concludes at that time, I take it. And Congo Basin as a whole certainly appreciates over the years. As you know, we didn't even have the bond if MWA didn't take the lead role, because financing of it wanted greater area for tax purposes to draw on in case the bond wasn't paid for through Morongo Basin. But so that it wasn't for MWA, but it never happened. I do have a few questions in regards to what we're doing today. I guess my first question is, every year we do allocation requests from water agencies, and I think October, and request X amount of water, all matters, possibly, service area, and then the board approves that, board level, the allocations. It's like we're doing something different here. I don't understand how we're doing a resolution. Water agencies in question here are all members of MWA. Why? So why are we treating them differently than others, other than maybe a private entity coming in? My question, why are we doing a resolution since in the contract, IDM contract, there's some verbiage that basically says at the end, this may not be precise, but it basically says we'll work under the rules and regulations. Water agency. Done deal. And so I'm wondering, why are we doing? Secondly, I want to make sure the applications attached. I haven't seen those before, and I know. West R. So that's my question here then would be that is for 2023. We have numbers identified on those applications. And I won't try to even mention what they are. High Desert Water has X amount of acre feet they're requesting. Anyway, that is only for 2023. That's my question. Bottom line question is first is why the resolution? Why are we treating over the last, well, I've been involved on the board 22 years, I've been involved for 30 years. So I'm just kind of trying to work through that through my mind. Fine. Areas very, the boards and the commission is very aware of Ordinance 9 and discussion and staff. Not an issue in that. Question, the comment that's lack of supply. Not sure what that means. Lack of supply. Supply for 1 year, supply for 6 months, or what is supply?
Where was the comment for the backup supply? Was it a verbal comment in the presentation?
I think it's in the presentation.
Okay.
There's like five listed things there, I think.
Okay.
So why a backup? They have a backup supply, which is their groundwater basins, even though they're being overdrafted without MWA water. They do have a backup supply that's been identified over the years. So, self-understood, why try to tie it into a... into that.
That... First, Ordinance 9 was passed because there was a previous attempt by Southern California Edison to contract for the entire 50,000 acre feet. And that was rejected by the board, the courts, and everything else. So Ordinance 9 is meant to apply just to the sale of supplemental water. So when the power plant came along, Ordinance 9 was adopted, and Ordinance 9 was annual and interruptible and demanded a backup supply, which those three entities meet, but they still have to make application annually. When they were part of IDM, IDM made the estimate. Now they're independent. They're asking for a commitment for delivery of Northern California water by this board. And what Ordinance 9 says is that's annual, that's interruptible, and there is no guarantee that you're going to get it. They're not part of the adjudication. The adjudication, the water master has first, has a contract that they get the adjudicated water first. But the other Ordinance 9 water, if there is not enough Ordinance 9 water left, it goes into a board kind of decision to how are they going to divide up whatever's left if there is an oversubscription. And I think what all these people are doing is getting in line for the Ordinance 9 application. They can continue to pump.
If you're saying we have two classes of water here, that they're secondary to the adjudication. Or the adjudication, we're all equal within MWA.
But, or, you know, the water master has a contract with MWA for delivery of supplemental water.
That's not Morongo Basin.
No, it's not Morongo Basin.
So if Victorville Water wanted more water than what you're going to give them through the
Victorville submits an application on behalf of the power plant.
Power plant is a little bit different. That's probably the only entity.
No, the power plant is served by Victorville. Victorville has to make, Victorville does make the application for any water that the power plant is going to use.
If I may try to add a little clarification.
I think we're chasing a bouncing ball here. My question is, are we going to ask for a resolution of everyone in the future?
So this is where I was going to chime in. And again, I've only been here a couple of years, and this is my first new Ordinance 9 application. But I believe the first time that someone wants to be an Ordinance 9 customer, we do this resolution. And then annually after that, they just submit their water orders each year. And then the next point is similar to what Director Cox was saying at the committee when we discussed this, that there will probably in the future be a point when we are going to have to figure out how we're going to divvy up a limited supply. We haven't at this point, and so we don't have a methodology, but we will need to do that, so that just like you're saying, who gets priority and how does that work? We'll have to develop that as a board and an agency as a policy.
I think it's within this. We dealt with this issue on the annual resolutions with the power plant in the city of Victorville. And as long as there's not an oversubscription, I think the general manager just approves it. But it's still an annual approval.
Well, it's an annual approval on the allocation. Yes, we do that every year. We've done that every year. Most years we've been able to fill the request.
Correct.
Off my head, not filling the request. But I was just, like I say, it just seems odd to me that we're doing a resolution. Morongo Basin has been part. So those within, it's kind of like we own the water and you're managing it, quite frankly. The people own the water. Pay for it. So now they got to step up and say we want a resolution so we can get it. Well, I'm not going to oppose it if it's what it takes to get it done. But I think a needed item personally. Allocations are requested. The board process of what's available for a particular year. The Pipeline Commission over and over have talked about Ordinance 9 on where will we be once the contract. Backup supply, I guess. The 2023, this will approve the allocation based on the allocation that Mojave Water Agency gets. So I don't think those are issues, concerns. And the pipeline, I'll talk about it in the director's comments about the pipeline commission meeting the other day, but I don't think there's an issue there. Talking about this in this open forum, because I'm assuming there's maybe some folks find that, like every other area, board members come and go. Sometimes they go faster than others at times, but it's a process that we at Mojave Water Agency, if you look around the wall, the mission statement and all the things we have here, basically says we're full in trying to make sure that they're the players to distribute that water out to their customers. Like I said, the resolution kind of sticks in my craw a little bit because I don't know why we have to, I still don't know why we have to have that. And I don't agree with an option. That should never be, and I will challenge you. But I just can't see the issue when everybody's buying into the system and paid for the system, why we now come back and say you need a resolution. I approve what you've done on this process. I'm not sure about the documentation on the essence. Half time is going to be a waste of ages. Exactly what we're doing here. Certainly appreciates Mojave Water Agency and the finance group here, because I don't think we would probably be paying another 3 to 5 years. I know it was 2023 was the time frame, but due to the foresight and the vision that the finance had over the years to take advantage of interest rates in a timely fashion, that cut the time down tremendously. So that was certainly appreciated. The Morongo Basin folks, residents that live in the Morongo Basin, certainly appreciate Mojave Water Agency and the lead role.
Thank you, Jim. Director Cox, your comments, please.
Thank you. I had several at the committee meeting the other day. Couple of concerns, if I were the Morongo Valley, I would want an agreement with the agency that was not an annually interruptible supply. I'm wondering how they are going to be able to justify their water supply and their urban water management plans when now their lifeline of supply is interruptible. I think they're going to have a challenge. I'd like to see what staff might be able to come up with that might be a stronger form of commitment that they could rely on rather than the annual interruptible nature of Ordinance 9. Some of the other applicants that we have, starting with the power plant, and I was knee-deep in all of that back then, that was done specifically for industry. We have AVEC, which was out of the Mojave Basin area that we did the Ordinance 9 with. Who else do we have Ordinance 9 applications with?
Yeah, our Cube customers are also required to fill out Ordinance 9.
Okay. But they, for the most part, the our Cube customers are pumping their own free production allowance through the pipeline. So it was really a unique process that was developed initially to serve an industrial customer and then AVAC. So I think what I would be interested in seeing is a different type of mechanism, a different ordinance or resolution rather than the Ordinance 9 vehicle. And it speaks to the general manager's point that we have a limited supply, so we're going to have to figure out how we divvy it up, but without access to water in the pipeline, I would be concerned if I lived in the Morongo Basin. So those are.
How would you deal with our contract with the state, which says the same thing, annual interruptible? Well, that's the problem.
Well, and we've seen the percentage change. You know, some years we get zero, some years we get 5%, but I think that also speaks to the beauty of our groundwater basins and the ability to store water. So I think the more water we can bring in, we could potentially store water here, pump it out of the ground, and send it in the pipeline to Morongo. We've got the technical expertise to do it. We're just currently lacking the facilities to accomplish that. And that's why I really think our future supply is going to be hinged on us expanding and developing as many groundwater supply areas where we can store the water in our own aquifers to use later. I think that's where the future is for us.
Okay, I want to just jump in and then I'll go through the rest of the directors. We have an item ahead of us. It's clear that this is the tip of an iceberg. We are not going to solve it today. I don't want to try and cram it in under an item where I think the conversation is good, but I think today's not the day we're going to make these decisions, and clearly we're going to need to reexamine this. My question to you, Bill, is will this be an MWA item or a Water Master item in the future? Or both?
Probably both.
Okay.
Water Master has language in the judgment and in the act as to storage capacity of MWA, but you know, I appreciate it. It always came down to what are we going to do when there is a shortage of
right.
our.
So we
of
don't
our
have a methodology. We don't. So I think
MWA and the Water Master.
I will look to Allison for a commitment that this is going to be looked at in depth to the satisfaction of all. This agency has never been into dividing our people, and certainly not in creating an adversarial competitive relationship. So I think we need to keep that in mind and know that we will move forward. Jim, your comments are definitely heard, and that is not the intent. So I'll go back to you, Jim.
On one thing.
Yes, please.
Bill, you mentioned the state requires annual interruptible. All utilities.
It's in our contract.
Yeah, but all every contract, every utility, Southern California Edison and Southern California Gas, the telephone company, all of them are required by the state to have an annual interruptible clause in their franchise. The difference is that most service areas by other utilities, they have backup systems coming from different directions. So that's really kind of out of our questions, other than maybe a blackout for 20 minutes while they switch over. Morongo Basin doesn't have that option. Once the pipeline stops, water stops, period. So that is the difference.
Morongo has groundwater, and that right now would satisfy the annual interruptible. But Kimberly, we need, that's a problem that's going to come up.
So I just want to add in that this was this concept that we as an agency need to determine how we're going to allocate supplies when we don't have enough to meet all the demands was already on our radar, and this conversation just makes it clear that we need to have that on the forefront of our thought process. So we will be evaluating that, coming up with some proposals and bringing it to the board. Additionally, just as Director Cox said, as part of that, or parallel to it, I think having the ability to store and then deliver from our own basins makes a lot of sense. And finally, I just want to note that given the Ordinance 9, we're doing this time. It's a unique thing because we had the previous agreements that just expired and we haven't come up with new agreements yet. But we will be working with the Morongo Basin Pipeline customers to develop new agreements that will help meet their needs. So that is on the radar as well, and we'll be working toward that.
Thank you. Let me continue with board member comments. We'll go to Director Limbaugh at this time.
Oh, great. Yeah, we talked about this at committee, and we saw in committee that this is going to be a problem down the road. So that's why we said staff has to come up with a plan to deal with Ordinance 9 when we don't have any water. My question is, I was just looking for Ordinance 9 to reread it, but I do believe there are some things in Ordinance 9 that talk about priorities. I'm not 100% sure what they are because I didn't have time to glance at it, but I think we had the foresight to understand that. Yeah, everybody in MWA's agency has a right to the water that we get from the state of California. So we're all equal in that aspect. And I also agree with the fact that IDM has offered us a particular solution to their area. They stood up, they voted themselves the indebtedness to build their own facility. And they've worked hard to get where they are today to be a viable community with a water resource. And I think MWA is obligated to recognize that fact that they built themselves up and we helped them. So, I saw this coming years ago. So did Director Ventura. And nothing we can do about it, but maybe make it fair to everybody when we do run into the water shortages. But I think for now, Jeanette, you're correct. We need to move their Ordinance 9 forward so they can get water next year. So I support this item wholeheartedly.
Thank you, Director Limbaugh. Director Anderson.
Yeah, I had one question. In the original, one of the original agreements in 1991, there was the San Bernardino County Special District 70s. But I don't see that as a part of this amendment. Can somebody address that?
The county did not submit for an Ordinance 9 application.
So it's just a delay? It'll be something that will be forthcoming?
I can add to that. The county currently does not pump in that county 70 area in Pioneertown. They have a pipeline from High Desert Water District that pushes water up into that area. So they are no longer pumping that water. They're actually transferring that water as part of the Ames Regi agreement. So they don't have a need right now.
So when they have a need, there will be no issue. Well, unless we run out of water, but there wouldn't be any reason why they couldn't do this at a future date then.
Well, they also do not have the facilities, the pipeline to recharge in that area. So we would need to come up with an alternative solution for them.
They're getting their water from another source, Director Anderson, which has eliminated primarily the need for that.
Yeah, they don't have access to our pipeline or recharge facilities except through High Desert Water District.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Director Anderson. Director Raleigh.
Thank you, Madam President. Yes. So Kimberly and Jim bring up some very valid points. I do agree with Mike Limbaugh that we need to move it forward. I support that. I believe that Bill and Allison have done a good job of putting it together for now. But I think the immediate issue is next year. So I support the staff recommendation of moving it forward.
Thank you. Thank you, Director Raleigh. And Director Page.
I think Director Raleigh summed it all up perfectly for me. I don't need to speak about it anymore. We need to move it forward. We also need to have discussions. Some great comments were made.
Yes. All right. So I sense we're going to be moving this item forward. Allison, when you can get back to the board with kind of a timeline and a strategy on how to deal with that. We know it's not going to happen in one meeting. It will be a process. So if you could just keep the board advised, you know, some basic timeline on addressing this issue. Jim, will you be comfortable with that?
Sure.
All right. I will go to online. I see some people. Do I have any comments?
Marina West has a comment.
Marina, please.
Thank you for the conversation this morning. I just want to clarify, I don't think that County CSA 70 actually owns any capacity in the pipeline. Pioneertown sold their stock, I believe, to Mojave, and Bighorn took over the Landers. And so now they'll be getting supplemental water through, like as was mentioned, through the Ames-Ritchie agreement that we have. It's quasi-adjudication type document. Thank you.
Appreciate your clarification there. All right, good discussion, important to this agency, but with that, do I have a motion to move item number 9 forward?
So move.
Thank you, Director Ventura.
I'll second it.
And thank you, Director Cox.
Second.
No. Oh, either way.
I'll give it to Mike
Director Page. Page.
He's,
yes.
He's the chair of the committee.
Thank you. A roll call, please.
Director Cox?
Aye.
Director Anderson?
Yes.
Director Page?
Yes.
Director Raleigh?
Aye.
Director Ventura?
Yes.
Director Limbaugh?
Yes.
President Hayhurst?
Yes. Again, good discussion. Thank you, everyone. Item 10, consider the approval of Aqua Region 9 nomination and resolution.
So the Mojave Water Agency is a member of the Association of California Water Agencies, which is a statewide association. We are a member in Region 9, and Region 9 is now currently looking for two new board members to serve on the board from Region 9. One would be from the Arid Region, and one would be from their Western Region. This is an item to nominate Jeanette Hayhurst to serve on that board, and so the action item would be to support the nomination of Jeanette Hayhurst for the board member position in the Arid Region and the application as well.
My pleasure to move that nomination. I've missed not having Jim on that Region 9 committee, and appreciate Director Hayhurst stepping up for that.
I heard an online Raleigh's comment. Mike, is that you?
Director Raleigh.
Director Raleigh.
I second the Kimberly's motion.
Thank you. Do we have any discussion? It's pretty straightforward. Any board members have any comments or questions? All right, with that, we'll do roll call, please.
Director Cox?
Aye.
Director Anderson?
Yes.
Director Page?
Yes.
Director Raleigh?
Aye.
Director Ventura?
Yes.
Director Limbaugh?
Absolutely.
President Hayhurst?
Yes. Thank you for your enthusiasm, Mike. It's appreciated. All right, we will go on to item 11, which is manager's reports.
I just have one brief manager's report to provide an update on our pilot program for recharge in the Linwood area in the Centro sub area. Right now we've recharged about 2,000 acre feet of the 5,000 acre feet. We have run into a few challenges and a few obstacles, but again, I think that this shows the value of performing a pilot program so that we can be prepared for the future when we're increasing our recharge efforts as well. So just wanted to provide that update and thank the operations crew, Mike Simpson's group, for doing just a fabulous job keeping us going there.
Well said. And that concludes your reports?
That's all I have. Thank you.
We'll go on to a legal report. Mr. Brunick.
I hope that all of you are aware that the ability to attend meetings telephonically is pretty much coming to an end. And I advise that our executive clerk is going to make it clear as to what our options are. But we're going back to the old system. There is another procedure that was drafted by an attorney for the United Nations Climate Review Group that is very hard to understand, but it is available. So you're going to make that available to all.
Bill, is that 2449?
You've got inside information. So,
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Yes. And what date is 361 sunsetting? End of February. Okay, so starting March, we will need to meet in person, or the primary fallback will be the Brown Act of posting on the agenda. And
posting,
the
door. Correct.
Because 2449, with all the modifications, is a little untenable. So.
Yes, you're correct. But it is available.
Well, you will keep us posted. It is subject to change. I'm not comfortable saying, oh, yeah, we know what's happening, because I still think there's room for adjustment. So Latrice will keep us informed. So, but I do see us stronger back in-person meetings is clearly the direction we're headed. So whatever nuances, we'll take those into account. Anything else, Mr. Brunick? We'll go on to director's reports. Jim, I'm going to finish up with you. I'll let you have the last word, okay?
I'm not.
Or do you want the first word?
I'm not finished.
Okay.
This is director's comments. You know, I really feel obligated to do this. So I really hate to do this to Bill. Bill, you mentioned Southern California Edison. We wanted to take 50,000 acre feet of water.
Is Bill's mic on? No. Everybody might want to hear you, Bill. Go ahead and repeat. Jim threw down a gauntlet, so we'll let Bill reply.
Wait a minute. In my prior life, in 1975, well, I was part of that for Edison, and
that attempt.
We were going to build the pipeline to the Morongo Basin at no cost to the people in Morongo Basin. We were going to take 50,000 acre feet of water the first year to provide for the Morongo Basin. And there was a young lady named Susie Lockie Moore Riley, a lady named Allison Anderson. The toughest, I won't use the term, toughest ladies you would ever meet. Kicked that project. It was a peaker plant. It was not a power plant. It was to boost the power going to the Palm Springs area and further. That was a later on seen as a saving project for the Morongo Basin that they regretted later. However, it environmentally was not pleasing because of the power lines. So anyway, I just wanted to correct that.
And you ran into Stan Shaw and Beverly Lowry. I'll just end it with that.
There were steamrollers.
Jim, since you've started, would you like to continue with your director's report?
I'm still not finished.
This is your. Let's.
Wait a
yes.
We got one, two, three, and all those are directors online. I'm taking your time, except Mike Limbaugh's. Anyway, the pipeline commission meeting was.
No need for cruelty. No need for cruelty.
Let me tell you, are you in for a challenge, Mike, when Marina West gets here? Also want to say the Pipeline Commission recognizes
can't be that anywhere, so Mike Moline.
I know. Stop it'll her. Be your turn in a moment. I'm losing control. Director Ventura, please continue.
There is no rebuttals here, plus I'm your senior, so button your lip. Anyway, the Pipeline Commission will become something. We're not sure about the title, what that might be. I think Allison mentioned maybe an advisory type set up. But I think the group has agreed that they need to stay together in unison to address issues that affect them or issues or concerns about projects that may take place along the pipeline. So I think there will be some serious conversation taking place. And I'm assuming the Mojave Water Agency Board has just been great over the last 20 years. Absolutely outstanding to help Morongo Basin. The pipeline, yes, the Morongo Basin people paid for it, but it would have never happened if it wasn't for the cooperation and the influence and leadership that Mojave Water Agency provided, not only from the engineering standpoint, but just the community outreach programs. So, and all the tours that were done through the project helped sell it
quite frankly. So, well, I was part of that, and I was the casualties of that process. And so that was very good. But I have to say, when I came on the board, since this is my last meeting, I'll talk all I want. I'm going to take the 15 minutes. When I came on this board, it was with an axe and a hammer, because I had people that contacted me when I wanted nothing to do with water again after getting beat up in the 80s and 90s. But I ended up here, and I found really a great group that wasn't what I really thought the demons were over here. They were actually very sensitive, very caring people, understand the whole region that they were serving, but they were in flux just like everybody else. And how do you pay for it? How do you do certain projects and get that done? So all these years, and I'll say this, all these years that I've been on the board, outside of some humorous times with certain board members and Mike Limbaugh, I think that it's been just a rewarding experience. And I hope that we can keep that up in the future, even though I will not be on the board. This is basically my last public meeting as an official. But I think you're going to be absolutely pleased with Marita West. I have so much regard for this young lady. Everybody's young to me anymore, but this young lady, she's a grassroots person. She can get the job done. She's very knowledgeable, and she can take on Mike Limbaugh word for word, believe me. So I wish everybody the best of luck, and thanks for treating me well and kicking me out and letting me come back from some luncheon meetings.
Thank you, Director Ventura. Director Cox.
Well, this is really bittersweet to acknowledge that you will not be sitting here at the dais with us anymore. Over the years, you have always been a gentleman and a statesman. You've been such a good example for all of us to look up to. Your passion for your constituents, for your area, I really feel has moved forward the awareness of their dependency on this agency and our need to not forget the hinterlands. You've just done such an amazing job. You've been a great example for me to follow. I've enjoyed agreeing with you. I've enjoyed disagreeing with you. And the debates have been just wonderful. And as our president says, we're smarter together as a group. And I think we always collectively have come to the best decisions for our area. So I will really miss you. I will enjoy working with Marina, but you will forever be unmatched. So thank you for that.
I just want to comment to the board members also. On December 8th, which is our next meeting, we will be honoring Director Ventura as he steps down. So you will have time to make additional comments. We will be inviting some people from his past lives to recognize your accomplishments and your service, Jim. So you're kind of saying this is the last, but we're going to get another shot at you here on December 8th. So encourage anyone who is listening that would like to honor Director DeVentura to please attend the December 8th meeting. With that, I will go on to Director Limbaugh.
Yeah, well said, Kimberly. Director Ventura, you do represent what special districts are all about in California, and that's a very important factor. You take regular people, put them in special needs for their community, and they serve to the best of their ability. And you have done that over your tenure. So hats off to you, and good idea. One item that I do have, it's not something else, but at our meeting the other day, there was a thing about the people that are doing the geotechnical data stuff. Thank you, staff. Under item 8, under the consent calendar, on page 7, the table that you gave us showed exactly what we approved, and that was good. So I appreciate that detail. Kimberly, if you didn't take a look at it, it showed exactly how much money we were approving, and they did a good job at that. So we'll look forward to that Lenwood dissection in the future. And that's all I have. Everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thanks.
Thank you, Director Limbaugh. Director Anderson.
We'll keeping the theme going. Director Ventura, thank you for your service. And we got one more time to thank you for that. But really appreciate it. The fact that you have spent so many years in behalf of your constituent is just amazing. And I have no other comments.
Thank you, Director Anderson. Director Raleigh. Director Raleigh still with us? Okay. We'll move on to Director Page.
Well, thank you. Well, Jim, it's been a pleasure to serve with you. Instead of going over my 30 minutes of notes, I'll save that till December 8th. Just wishing everybody to have a fantastic Thanksgiving and just Thanksgiving time. And we'll see everybody hopefully in person on December 8th. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. And I certainly echo everyone's comments about Director Ventura, a true statesman. And I look forward to December 8th, where we will get to recognize you a little further. So thank you. And today was a perfect example, Jim, of how you are always looking out for your division. So well done. Any 14 discussion items for next or future agendas? We have already commented the Ordinance 9, Morongo Basin, General Manager Febo will be dealing with that. Do we have anything else to add for upcoming meetings? Excellent. All right. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.